Jeremiah 3:15, and I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Welcome to the podcast of the Lycos International Church, Newark Branch, a place where Jesus resides. Our main goal and purpose is to provide the solid foundation of Bible-based teachings for our day-to-day living. Preached to you by our residing pastor, Reverend Dr. Charles Osei. We hope you are blessed by the Word of God, and may your life never be the same.
Father, we thank you this wonderful Mother's Day, Sunday, the May of 11th. This is the day the Lord has made. And as we celebrate our mothers, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for the mothers you have given us. In sacrifice, in humility, in patience, they nurtured us. And we can never forget them. So on this Mother's Day, we say a big thank you to the mothers you have given us. Thank you that, Father, though you are a father, you are also a mother. You said, I'm the El Shaddai, the all-breasted one. In you, God, we find a father. In you, we find a mother. And this Sunday morning, we are grateful for the mothers in this house. Father, bless them. Favor them. May their sacrifice never be in vain. In Jesus' name, let all the saints say amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and be seated. Wow. Happy Mother's Day. I hear if they did that, they sell most flowers. All the flower shops are busy. Hallelujah. But I think I like the season that we are in. You see, in our church, we operate by seasons. And I like the season that we are in now because we are in the season of remembrance. And I think it's a good thing to remember. Especially Mother's Day. Because if you don't remember Mother's Day, you will never rest. If you want peace in your house, remember Mother's Day. Hallelujah. So I like the season of remembrance. And there are a few highlights. And I think we must always... You see, in remembrance, remember people who have been meaningful and helpful to you and not to forget. The Bible says God is not unrighteous to forget. So on this remembrance, we are also remembering the prophets, the father, the leader God has given us. Amen. Hallelujah. And the things, some of the things that by the grace of God, God has used him to do. And today I'm going to talk to you about a very important thing that God has used him to do, that it will benefit you and it will benefit me. Amen. See, I'm going to talk about the Anakazo Bible Ministry and Training College, ABMTC. Hallelujah. Amen. Which to me is one of the most valuable things God has used the prophet to build. And it will benefit, benefit mankind. Hallelujah. So let's see what the ABMTC is about.
The Anakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center is located in the eastern region of Ghana, within the Ebiri Mampong Mountains. The Anacostal Bible and Ministry Training Center is a place dedicated to the training of men and women for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Hi, my name is Rudinho Daniel Nyabanga from Inhambane, Mozambique. I want to thank Prophet for the opportunity and the scholarship granted to me to be trained at the prestigious Anacostal Bible Ministry and Training Center from 2009 to 2012. Thank you, Prophet, for feeding me and for providing me with a stipend, good accommodation during all those 4 years. Thank you, Prophet, for an excellent training I received at the school and for the valuable experience I gained during my time there, which has helped me to be stable in the ministry. Thank you for all the support. Thank you for sending me out on the mission. Thank you for building a large and beautiful cathedral in Inhambane. It's the only cathedral, the only beautiful and large cathedral. It has been 12 years now in the mission field. And by the grace of God, through your leadership, through the book, through your help, through the preaching tips, and through the guidance and direction, we have built a thriving church with many branches and many members. Our average attendance so far is 1,600, and by the grace of God, we have established 17 branches around the cathedral. Thank you, Prophet, for establishing me, for sending me the mission field, for allowing me to be part of the ministry. May God really bless you. I'm grateful once again for making me a bishop and for trusting me for making a convener of Primera Dobra. May God bless you. Happy birthday. Te amo y te amo mucho bastante.
Hello, my name is Reginald. I'm a pastor and missionary in Fenerantua, which is in the south central part of Madagascar. Today, I want to share my testimony of how the Prophet's instruction for me to attend the Bible school has transformed my life and my ministry. In the early part of 2015, I got a call of God, and later that year, in the meeting with the Prophet, he said that if you want to go on missions, you must be trained for missions. So, I got enrolled in the Bible school in October 2015. We started our training. All our lecturers were missionaries. They shared with us the challenges of missions and how to overcome them. We had oigo sessions where we watched the Prophet on video. We caught the Spirit. We caught the anointing. We received impartations. We had BMCDR rotations where we were on the field. We saw how the structures in Mampong were being put up, were involved, and we saw how the buildings were maintained. And this really helped me on the mission field during our construction of the church building here. We also had exam sessions where we had the MCQs, and then we had orals with bishops, about four bishops. You sit in front of them, they'll ask you several questions back and forth, and you answer, then they will correct you when you're wrong. They'll ask you, if you're in this situation on the mission field, what would you do? And you will have to answer. And we also had to develop friendships with roommates and coursemates who are foreigners. So all these things prepared me for missions. In 2017, I was sent to Toamasina in Madagascar to assist Reverend Frederick Yates. We built a beautiful church there, which is growing. And in 2022, the Prophet came to Madagascar for crusades, and he transferred me to Fenerantu. Fenerantu is about 24 hours drive from Toamasina. So I moved here with my family. We have also started a church here, which is growing. It is thriving. We have about 100 members. So I really thank God for the opportunity to go to the Bible school, and I thank God for Prophet for sending us. It has really meant everything. It has changed everything. If it's not for the things that we learned and we went through in the Bible school, we wouldn't have survived the mission field. So we are so grateful. We want to say thank you so much, Prophet, and we really love you.
Hello, my name is Reverend John Bonney of Ganta, Liberia, Straight Gate Church. And I just want to share my testimony concerning some of our church members who were blessed and privileged to go to the prestigious Anakazo Bible School, where they are being trained and to work for the Lord. They went there in 2022, and I just can't wait to have them back home. But this December, they came home for some 4 weeks just to have some vacation. And even while they were just having some vacation, their presence in the church, coming from the Bible school, their presence in the church was marvelous. Those two guys were like 20 people who had just come to join the workforce. And just the two of them, they have been trained in the bus center work, so our bus center numbers, the people who were mobilizing, went up, shot up. They also trained with the choir, and so you can see the arrangement on stage, the movement, the sounds, everything. And with me, I was so excited when they lift up their hands. You can hear, ooh, that sound. It was so nice. For me, it was one of the things that made a lot of people join the choir. The choir was doing about 16 people, but the numbers went straight to close to about 40 people. And just people were just interested in joining. The arrangement on stage was so nice. And then also the bus center, where you could see the numbers coming, because these guys were mobilizing. They were in charge of places, a lot of places. And they worked so hard, even with the prayer in the church. We started some 30 days from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. And you could see these guys praying, because they've been trained to pray. And it's marvelous. I would like to encourage every pastor out there, wherever you are, get your people to the prestigious Anakazo Bible School, and your people will be trained to work. These are people, when they get back to you, they are so special. I mean, servants armed and trained. And when they come, you can feel the difference, because they are not just like ordinary people. Pastors, get your people there. And when they come, these are special forces. God bless you.
Hallelujah. So as you can see, thank you for coming. As you can see, God is using him to do mighty things. All the places that were shown were not even in Ghana. In other countries. That is how far God is using him to reach the world. And yesterday, by the grace of God, he received a lifetime achievement award. Wow. For Africa. Given to him by the king of the Ashanti nation. You see, Ghana has, Africa has a lot of monarchies. Some of them are defunct. Some of them are non-functional. The few thriving monarchy in Africa, one of them is the Ashanti. So the Ashanti king is one of the most powerful monarchs in Africa. So for him to recognize you is a big thing. Hallelujah. So yesterday, he was recognized for a lifetime achievement in Africa, not in Ghana, by the Ashanti king. Hallelujah. I'll show you a small clip, just in case you didn't watch it. Yeah.
Look at the world with over 6,000 churches spread around Africa and many countries around the world. He has been an inspiration and mentor to hundreds of millions globally. Would you please lend your attention to the screen as we present to you our next laureate?
Dag Heward Mills is a pastor, author, and renowned speaker, and founder of some of the largest international Christian organizations on earth. He's the founder of a charismatic church network, present in over 100 countries, with cathedrals all around the world. He also leads the Healing Jesus campaign, which holds massive outdoor evangelistic campaigns. He's a world-renowned speaker, and also hosts one of the largest pastors' conferences in the world. Dag Heward Mills is a best-selling author who has published nearly 60 million books in over 50 international languages. Dag Heward Mills is also engaged in extensive humanitarian work. His international ministry, Dag Heward Mills' work has gained the recognition of many, including several presidents and heads of state. Dag Heward Mills, relentless, faithful, a visionary.
And here is the Bishop Dag Heward Mills, a beacon of spiritual leadership and a champion of positive change.
Wow, this is nice. And that's our Santa in the sitting down.
Through your ministry, you have inspired countless lives, promoted unity, and encouraged personal growth. Your impact on national development is undeniable, and you fostered a culture of hope, resilience, and community service. Here's to a legacy that shines ever so bright, like the lighthouse.
Wow!
One more time, Bishop Dag Heward Mills.
Wow, put your hands together.
Thank you, awarding party. For the next presentation,
beautiful,
please make welcome
a man's gift,
our governor.
This was done for him by the Ashanti. I mean, the Bible says a man's gift to make it room for him. You understand? The whole Africa was recognized for that. Hallelujah. And thank God that we have a prophet like that. And of course, there's some few pictures that you can show them, a few pictures that they took for the occasion. Okay, this is my favorite picture. You can pause on this one. This is the bishop playing golf with the Asantehene yesterday. And they kept on sending me messages. So I was following the whole golf round yesterday. So those of you who don't play golf, it's a message. How can you play golf? I mean, that's one. This is the Otunfo and bishop playing golf, you know. Put your hands together. So those of you who don't play golf, I'm sending you a message. Hallelujah. God bless you. Are we blessed? Thank you very much, Projector. The Bible says a man's gift make it room for him. Amen. So we are very blessed today, and that is why we are talking about remembrance. See, we need to remember what God has done for us. And I really like that today is a Mother's Day, and I'm talking about remembrance. Hallelujah. Because if there's one person you should not forget, it's your mom. Do you know that? I don't want to say certain things. People will not be a bit. Shall I say it? If there's one person you should not forget, it's who? Do you know what? Do you know? Even when you give birth, the birth certificate, the first one they put on is the mother's name. And this particular group of people, they inherit along the matrilineal line. Do you know why? You see, one person you cannot forget is your mom. Because they say that your mom, you are 100% sure. Your father, you are not sure. I'm just saying. They say, as for your mother, you are what? 100% sure. Your father? Your father, according to Reverend Derek, your father is 50-50. So you can never forget your mother. Hallelujah. But there used to be a song many years ago. Do you have the song about sweet mother? I'm not going to forget you. All right. I'm just sharing my day. I'm just happy to be with you on Mother's Day. That's all. Yeah. You cannot and should never forget your mom. But not that you can't. Hallelujah. So I'm talking about remembrance. Amen. And the Bible says that God is not unrighteous to forget. Are you here with me? No, hold on the song. The song is fine. It's okay. God is not unrighteous. It means to forget makes you unrighteous. Bible says God is not unrighteous. God is never unrighteous to forget. It means when people have done you good, including your mom, and you forget you are unrighteous. Hallelujah. That's most of you here, your mom had to sacrifice. A lot. Your mom had to sacrifice. Your mom was very educated, could have gone to school, but because of you. So, and today I'm not afraid of anybody. So I don't see why your wife should intimidate your mother. Hey. I'm saying it. I'm not saying you shouldn't respect your wife, but make sure that you see. I mean, the man that he's enjoying and has enjoyed, what about the woman who brought up that man? That she's now an enemy. Listen to me. Love your wife. Respect her. But don't dishonor your mother. And if it comes upon, tell her, look, I am who I am because of him. So you better respect her. Yeah. Yeah. People have put your mothers into hiding. Do you know the sacrifice she did for you? Do you know the labor? This is your big head. I'm talking to you. This is your big head, which has made you that intelligent. It almost killed her during pushing you out. So what I'm saying is, you should not forget. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. And let's remember to honor our parents. And if you are a wife, respect your mother-in-law. Don't forget, though, whatsoever a man soweth. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. So as you are harassing somebody's mother, one day, when you give birth to a boy and your son also marry, the woman will pay you back.
Many times over.
Hallelujah. God is not unrighteous to forget. Hallelujah. So, please. You know, and you know, today I want to share with you briefly, because it's a long service. You know, the dangers of forgetting. Or things that happen to people who forget. Yeah. Or the evils that befall people. Yeah. Who forget? Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. It says that, listen. Pride goeth before destruction. Pride. It goeth before destruction. And a haughty spirit before a fall. The Bible says pride. When you see pride going, the next thing that will happen is destruction. If you see pride come and pass here, immediately after there will be destruction. Hallelujah. Pride goeth before destruction. And why am I quoting this scripture? I'm quoting the scripture because see, one of the reasons why people become proud is that they forget. Because you forgot. You forgot that you are where you are because somebody helped you, you become proud. Like I shared with us last week, you forgot that somebody gave you something to do or something. Now you have become proud. And the Bible says pride going before a fall. So one of the things that prevents you from getting proud is remembrance. If you are somebody, look, I mean, basically speaking, even if you are somebody who does not remember, you see, I'm telling, especially those of you here, the reason why you failed chemistry because you didn't remember. You failed social studies. The reason why you failed socially is because you didn't remember when they asked you what's the capital of New Jersey.
Newark.
You said Newark. Hey, you said Newark. Oh, Jersey. Oh, if it's New Jersey, it must be Jersey City. That's why you fail. Because you don't remember. So the first thing that happens to you is that you fail. The lack of remembrance will cause you to fail. When you don't remember, you are, look, when you don't remember, you are more likely to be proud. When you don't remember. When you don't remember, you are more likely to become proud. You are more likely to become proud. Yeah. And I want to say pride will go before a fall. And you fail because you don't remember. You don't remember. That's why you fail. Yeah. Even the word of God. You see, you fail as a Christian when you don't remember. You fail as a Christian when you don't remember the word of God. Look, Jesus Christ always remembered the word. So anytime the devil came and said, it is written. It is written. It is his remembrance of the word that kept him, that made him to be able to defeat the devil. If you don't remember the word of God, you'll be defeated. You must be able to remember the scriptures. Hallelujah. But if you don't remember, you'll be defeated. Just like if you don't remember what you studied in school, you fail an exam. So it's a great thing for us to remember. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. It's actually very interesting that most of us cannot even trace, people cannot even trace their failures to lack of remembrance. Last week I shared a very important, go and listen to it on my podcast. Go and listen to it, remembrance. Remembrance. Because if you remembered how skinny you were, if you remember how skinny you were with your batik shirt and your afro hair and your one suitcase coming off JFK, paperless, and this girl has made you now paperful. You were paperless. And this girl now has made you paperful. From paperless to paperful. If you were to remember 10 years down the line, see, you say, I'm divorcing her. You have forgotten. Foolish man, you have forgotten. From paperless to what? Say, from paperless to what? I said, from paperless to what? Now you want to divorce her. Now you want to divorce her. Now you say she's not educated. Hey, Mr. Paperless. Mr. Paperless to what? You forgot him. I don't know if I should continue preaching this message. Look, you see, remembrance. If you remember, you will know that, look, but for this person, I will not be here. And some of you, even the woman took you through school. Foolish boy. The woman took you through school. She took you through school. And now you have a degree and you are a graduate and your nose is in the air. You have the audacity to say, she does not respect. She does not respect. When she was thinking of you, that one, you didn't know that she does not respect. Before I fall. So let's be careful. You don't remember. That's what I'm saying. Look, remember is a good thing. You don't remember, and you are about to be destroyed. Yeah. You don't remember. And the other side is also true. It's not only the men. You, this one of you women. You don't remember. I mean, the first time you used a microwave, it was your man who showed you how to use a microwave. It was somebody, this man who showed you how to use a microwave. Village girl like you. You never knew how to use a microwave. Hey. how to use a microwave? Because you were used to coal pot and things like that. He showed you how to use a microwave. Driving. Have you forgotten he taught you how to drive? What I'm trying to say is that problems may come, challenges may come, but remembrance will keep you on a safe path. Put your hands together for the Lord. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't be someone who easily forgets. Hallelujah. Yeah. Remember, he taught you how to drive. He taught you how to drive. When you were driving, this when you were driving, you were like, what's this? Anyway. So pride goes before a fall. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because you see, and the reason why we are preaching, no, the Bible says, you see, when you don't remember, please, when you don't remember, when you don't remember, you become proud. You begin to murmur. You begin to complain. That's why you don't remember. You better realize you begin to complain, you begin to remember, because you don't remember. You don't remember. You begin to become critical. Because you don't remember. Your criticism is born because you don't remember. You are proud. You begin to complain. And I want to say that, look, not remembering opens doors for all these evil spirits. I'm talking to a spiritual people. It's not as benign as you think. It opens doors for demons. Because when you don't remember, you begin to become a memory complainer. Yeah. Yeah. Ingratitude sets in. You are no longer grateful. You are not grateful to the pastor who preached to you, who visited you, who did your wedding. You are no longer grateful. You begin to criticize him. You wait for that. In the middle of the night when you called, he picked up his phone and talked to you. And now you are forgotten. And you begin to criticize. You begin to murmur. Because you have forgotten. You see, people who forget becomes complainers and memories. Let me show you this verse. It's a short message. We'll be done. Psalm 78. Psalm 78 from verse 40 to 42. Psalm 78, 40 to 42. Look at this verse carefully. How often did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? How often did they do this? 41. Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They just limited him. 42. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy. This is it. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from him. They remembered not. The people of Israel, see, they are the classic example of people who forget. And the Bible says, how often did they provoke God? Because they did not remember, they kept on complaining. Nya, 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 nya. You're a lazy man. You don't go to work. You don't do this thing. Your friends are making 6 figures. You are still making 5 figures. Nya, 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 nya. Shut your beak. Not even your mouth, your beak. I'm preaching. You remember, you complain too much. Have you forgotten the sacrifice he made? Have you forgotten the help he offered you? You forget and you complain. And the Bible said they limited the Holy One of Israel by their complaints. Because complaints will limit anybody. You see, complaints and criticism have a way of paralyzing people. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm telling you, you don't know the evil effects of complaining and criticizing. I had one lady, one of my members somewhere. The husband kept on complaining, you are fat, you are putting on too much weight. He said, Reverend, it was like a radio in my ear. To the point that, look, she was telling me and crying and saying that, to the point that, look, at the point when I am in the bed with the mom and I am naked and she's coming, I have to go and hide and cover myself because that's the effect. Like, she has to go and hide and cover herself because the criticism was too much. That's the effect. It limited the Holy One. It limits somebody's greatness. The person can do something great, but your complaint has limited them. Yeah. Don't complain. You don't clean. You don't help. So then I will stop. That's what happens. The person will stop. Complain. It limited the Holy One. You see, they limited the Holy One of Israel. It limited God by their complaining. The whining was too much. Some of us have a tendency to complain. I'm preaching a serious message to you. One lady came to see me. Told me, Rev, I think you need to have a talk with my husband. And I said, oh, really? I said, yeah, I think there's a problem. And I said, what's the problem? So, in the night, I don't see anything. In the night, I don't see anything, Rev. Maybe we should, I mean, I'm thinking that if you can get him the blue tablet, it may help him. I said, Rev, I'm serious. I said, oh, yeah. So I called the guy. I said, brother, so, your wife is saying that, you know, things are not working in the night and you are not feeling well. I mean, I can help you. He said, Reverend, I don't need any pill. I don't need nothing. Her mouth has shut me down. I'm preaching. He said what? Her mouth. That's what it is. Limited the Holy One of Israel. You're complaining. Because you don't remember. See, they remembered not. Yeah. He said, her mouth has shut me down. Her mouth. So I shut me down. Yeah. Limited him. You see, and say her mouth has shut. I don't need any tablet or checkup. Her mouth. They limited the Holy One by their memory and their complaining. Because you forgot. And I will show you something. You see, memory and complaining. Let's see what they were complaining about. These people of Israel. Numbers chapter 11, verse 5 to 6. Numbers 11, 5 to 6. Let's see. Look at their complaint. Everybody, read your Bible. Look at their complaint. We remember the fish. This was their complaint, though. We remember the fish, which we did eat in Egypt freely. Hey, Irene. Irene. Irene, can you believe this? Was it freely? Was the sheep they were eating in Egypt freely? I mean, Bible student, was it a free fish? They were in bondage. Now they said, which we did it freely. The cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. Can you believe them? Alice, can you believe them? Continue. But now, our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. Can you believe it? Do you see the ingratitude? Can you see it? Nate, can you see how ungrateful they are? Now you're complaining. You see, you're complaining about fish. Was it free? I mean, what? You see, they've forgotten that he led them through the Red Sea. He forgot that for the first time in their life, they were not slaves. What is more important to somebody in prison than their freedom? Do you think if I go to the prison in Newark and I see the prison, I say, look, two options. I'm going to give you a supply of McDonald's for 1 year free versus I'm going to let you out. What do you think they will choose? What do you think they will choose? Out. The most important thing to a prisoner is their freedom. And look at these people. God has set them free. They walked through the Red Sea. They saw the cloud, everything. But they have forgotten and they are complaining about fish that they didn't have freely. And pepper. Now you say, we used to have shito. Shito! Complaints. Whining. And I'm showing something here. I'm going to show you what, you see, murmuring and complaining. Murmuring and complaining, they are demonic. Are you hearing what I said? I said they are hot. I said they are hot. Because of of their demonic origin, that's why they don't make sense. They don't even make sense. Because they are demonic. When somebody is a murmurer and complainer, a demonic spirit is operating. So sometimes it doesn't even make sense. That is why you should not be surprised that sometimes you help somebody, you do a lot of good for the person, and the person begins to criticize you. You know that this one doesn't make sense. A demon is talking. A demon is talking. This one doesn't make sense. Look at their complaints. Look at their complaints. Garlic. Leaks. Look at your complaints. You are complaining about the carpet not being hoovered. What about the carpet that was put in the first place? It doesn't make sense. You are complaining about the house. This is some of you. You are complaining about the house. Hey, where we live, there's too much noise. The neighbors, there's too much noise. I can't live here. We need to move. I mean, come on. You have forgotten your address, downtown Newark. Now you live in Edison, and you are complaining about the neighbor's cat. It doesn't even make sense. The neighbor's cat in Edison. And because of we have to move. You see, it doesn't make sense. One day I had visited one of our church members here, down there, somewhere in Evanston. And the complaint was the wife was nagging the husband, we should move, we should move, we should move. I don't like this place. I'm not saying don't move. But I happened to visit them. And unfortunately, when I visited them, they gave me their album. Their picture album. Because I come as a guest. As I was going through the pictures. And I saw where she was coming from. Because in one of the pictures, she had taken a picture in the living room. And let me describe the living room to you. Should I describe the living room to you? In the picture, there was the line. It wasn't even you know, the linoleum carpet, the plastic one, the linoleum with a pattern inside, and then there was the wooden chairs with cushion and foam inside, and then there was a small cabinet with Milo milk and things like that, and a television on top. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting the picture? You know that picture? And then in the picture, Nate, in the picture, there is a wooden beam from one end of the room to the other. And then there's a curtain. And behind that is the bed. So that same room... And as well, it's called a hall. So you know what I'm talking about. A hall and chamber. Chamber and hall. Chamber and hall. Self-contained. And of course, underneath the bed is the chamber pot. So I was looking at her. And here you are living in everything, at least to what I saw, the room that you were inside, it was a one-bedroom apartment. At least the carpet was wall-to-wall carpet. There was a kitchen with a microwave. And in the night, if you had diarrhea, you don't have to go out. So, what I was saying that, I could see that this person has forgotten. And is complaining. And do you know what was demonic about it? Because it doesn't make sense. What didn't make sense was that the guy said, look, we don't have the money now. What else don't you understand?
We don't have the money now.
He bought his paycheck. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not like he was hiding anything. This is my paycheck. You don't have a job. As of today, this is what we can afford. That is why I said that this is demonic. So I told her, so I asked her, have you been to school before? He said, yes. I said, did you do math? I said, yes. I said, where you want to go? Where is the rent? Then he mentioned the rent. I said, this is your husband's paycheck. Do the math. Yeah, but Reverend, it's not about the money. She has to do more. She has to do. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. So you can see that it doesn't make sense. It's demonic. You are complaining about leeks and cucumbers. That is what you see. So what I'm sharing with us this Mother's Day, that look, ingratitude is demonic. Not remembering will lead to memory, and it's demonic. To the point that at the point, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to call your mother a witch. Like one pastor told a church member, he said, is your mother a witch? He said, yes. He said, okay. And he's coming, he wants to eat me. Then the pastor told the person that when you were young and your bones were soft and succulent, she did not eat you. Now that you are dried up, that's why she wants to eat you. It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make sense. This particular lady, I remember her power. I said, look, the guy was genuine. He said, look, it's not I don't want to move. I don't have the money. else do you want? That's when I said that this is demonic. It's demonic. Because what she's saying doesn't make sense. It's demonic. So when you don't remember, you become a... You see, demons come into it. Some complaints are... The complaints don't make sense at all. The complaints don't make sense at all. I said the complaints don't make sense at all. Hey, Reverend, he's seen another woman. I'm preaching. It's Mother's Day. Reverend, she's kissing on me. She's seen another woman. Okay, why? Why do you say so, Reverend? She went to work. She normally closes at 5. But for the past 2 months, she's been coming at 8 o'clock. And every time I ask her, she says there's meeting and overtime. So then I ask, so what don't you, well, I don't believe him. So I say, have you checked from his workplace? No, I don't have to check. If you say this is what it is, and the person say I'm this, you can call my supervisor. He said, I won't call. You are, you won't call. You two are complaining. What do you want? What do you want? You can see that a certain demon has come over you. You just want to complain. If you think so, call. The person said, I'm not hiding anything. I'm kidding. You can call. I won't call. I don't trust him anyway, so I won't call. Then shut up. I'm telling about complaints. Demonic. Demonic. Because if you take a step back, I mean, look at these people. Fish, leeks, and cucumbers freely. When you were in slavery, so on this Mother's Day, as I'm talking about remembrance, may we be grateful. I say, may we be grateful. I say, may we be grateful. May we remember the good that has been done to us. Say amen. Amen. If somebody has helped you, remember. As for your mother, whether you like it or not, she has helped you. Your mom. Your mom. No. As for your mom. Whether you like it or not, she has helped. Even if your mother was a liar, she has helped you. Oh, why? Some mothers are liars. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Even if she was a liar, to you, she was true. So let's be grateful. Let's take away the sin of ingratitude. I said, let's take away the sin of what? Ingratitude. Remember, God is not unrighteous to forget. And always remember, your complaining and murmuring can actually come from the pit of hell. So as you keep on complaining, take a step back. What spirit am I operating under? I'm preaching to you. Because if you don't take a step back, you will destroy your home. Yeah. You'll destroy your home. You will destroy your home. You will destroy your home. You will destroy your home. You wake up one day and realize that what you call trash and trash and rubbish is somebody's treasure. You wake up one day. Put your hands together for that. You wake up one day. Now, what you call trash and rubbish is somebody's treasure. So I pray that as we enter our week of remembrance, may God give us the spirit of remembrance. May none of us suffer under the influence of demonic complaining. And listen, I'm praying for you and I speak to you. May the destiny ahead of you not be destroyed by complaining. May you never be deceived. Stand up to your feet and let's close. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Everybody pray that you will not be deceived. Pray against deception, that you will not be deceived. Pray that you will not be a complainer. God will give you the spirit of remembrance. Makinolia mama, elama zondoria baba. Ikandaria mama zondorika broka tandalia baba. Elama mama zondoria mama nimiko. Mekandalia mama nama zondoria baba. Ilala mama nama zondoria baba nimiko. Rekata analima zondori mama kandalia mama. Ilalia mama nama zondoria baba. Inalia mama. Pray that Lord, may I be appreciative. Let me be somebody who appreciates, somebody who remembers, somebody who says thank you. Makiloli mazandalia baba. Ikandari masukata anori mama shikata. Ika andali amazondoria baba nimiko. Rakata andali amazinduri maka andalia baba. Ela li mazondoria baba. Inani masukata andalia baba. Ia andalia mama. Hallelujah. With every head bow and every eye closed. This Sunday, you are here in church. You came back on your own, or somebody invited you. Whatever the reason is, I have good news for you. On this Mother's Day, I have good news for you. And that is the good news of salvation. For the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. On this special Sunday, I want to extend to you the love of God. The Bible says, what shall it profit a man if this man gains the whole world and loses his soul? And the Bible also says, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, judgment. Today, if you are not born again, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, with every eye closed and every head bowed, you see, don't joke with the word of God. Don't say tomorrow. Don't say one. Don't say I'm okay. You are not okay. You are not okay. You are not okay. So young or old, in person or online, home or abroad, if you want to give your life to Jesus, say, look, I want to take advantage of this special day and become a Christian. Please, wherever you are, with no shame, with no embarrassment, I want you to lift up your hand and I'll pray for you. I see your hand. God bless you. I like it so much. I like you guys. I'm coming to you. I like you. I really like you. I really like you. Keep on praying. I like you. I really like you guys. I'm happy with you guys. Are you serious? Are you serious? Are you serious? Are you serious? Come with me. Come with me. Put your hand together for them. Come with me. I like you. I like you. Put your hand. Serious. I like it. I really like you. I really like you. Put your hands together for him. Yes, Sakatonoria Baba. I like you guys. Listen. No, you face me. I really like you. I really like you. Are you serious? Are you serious? Are you serious? Then I want you to pray this prayer with me. Okay? And everybody join them. Heavenly Father. This Sunday afternoon.
This Sunday afternoon.
I come as a sinner.
I come as a sinner.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you for dying for me.
Thank you for dying for me.
Today.
Today.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
Satan.
Satan.
From today.
From today.
I no longer belong to you.
I no longer belong to you.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
He's my Savior.
He's my Savior.
He's my Master.
He's my Master.
And he's my Lord.
And he's my Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I really like you. I'll talk to you after church, okay? You're good. We'll talk. God, put your hands together for them. Hallelujah.
We hope you've been blessed. Feel free to join any of our services. Contact us at qfcannouncements@gmail.com. That's qfcannouncements@gmail.com.